This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for this 15th day of March. It's Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is with us today. Hey, Drew, thanks for being with us. Let's start with the hard red winter wheat growing regions of the United States, North America. How are we faring?
Well, at the moment, it's status quo. We've been blessed. I guess they've been blessed. Somebody's been blessed by the persistence of frequent nighttime freezes out there. That's really helped to protect the crop and the moisture situation. It's dry. Absolutely, it's dry. The crop could be seriously stressed if it got into a persistent warm weather mode. But we have been bouncing around a lot where the temperatures will heat up into the 70s and 80s and turn right around and drop to the teens and 20s. Now, that's not a really good environment for the crop to be in. It causes heaving and could break some root systems and cause a few other problems. But it's not as bad as just going into hot weather and staying there for weeks on end. And they don't have the moisture to do that with. So the bottom line is that this is okay. It's keeping the crop development in check at the moment. But this cold air mass is in the east half of the country is leaving the plains now, and it will be much warmer for the rest of this week, the weekend, and next week. Temperatures frequently in the 70s and 80s. Freezes at night will kind of disappear. And so the stress will be on, the pressure will be on this crop. And next week, starting around Wednesday and Thursday, there's a good chance for a storm system to come across the region. It still is ill-defined. It may be a near miss for some locations. Other areas might get a halfway decent amount of rain. Right now, I think the High Plains region may not get more than about a quarter of an inch, and that is the driest area. Just to the east of that, maybe a quarter of an inch to an inch of rain, and a couple of spots in Oklahoma, maybe 1 to 2 inches. So it's going to be a little bit of a teasing storm. But the best news is that there is a follow-up system that comes in the second weekend of the two-week outlook. And if that one occurs and brings some moisture with it as well, I think we will see a short-term bout of improvement for much of this region. But follow-up rain is going to still be very, very important in April.
You mentioned that the cold in those regions was important to make sure that that crop stayed protected. However, we are going to drop colder temperatures as well into the southeastern United States. Do we have any concerns?
Absolutely, we do. We have a lot of fruit trees that were flowering earlier this month and late February because of the unusually warm weather we had previously. And most of those crops are going to be hurt by the freezes coming up. We already had some damage occur in a few spots last night. But tonight, we'll likely see the freezes all the way down into northern Florida. This will impact fruits and vegetables of all kinds, so not only fruit trees, but blueberries and raspberries. Some of those crops are all in the beginning of their development cycle, and getting temperatures down below freezing will not do them any good. Fortunately, we're not going to get the freezes into citrus country, but it will be cold enough for a little bit of frost down there. And we are worried about some of the minor wheat that is produced in the southeastern United States. It's not very much. It's not going to have a big impact on the marketplace, but there will be some damage done to the crop there. And there's some early corn that was planted in Florida and Georgia and back to the west towards Mississippi, and all of that crop is going to be impacted. Some of it will have to be replanted. It's not a large amount either, but it's still something that at least a few farmers are going to have to deal with.
Hey, Drew, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have yourself a great afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.